BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
I'm Billy, I'm 22 and I'm from Portsmouth. You might not know this, but one of my uni mates was Princess Beatrice. Anyway, now it's time for my favourite show on the radio, Scott Mills!
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Our show introducer is Billy. So, you went to uni with Princess Beatrice?
That's correct.
Where was that?
At Goldsmiths.
Oh, darling. And did you address her as HRH?
Well, no, we were told we don't have to.
You got told you don't have to? By who, well, her?
We were notified. It wasn't really, we were given sort of protocol if you were ever in a seminar or anything with her.
Right, so what did you have to do? Curtsy?
No, apparently I just had to treat her like any other normal person, which is stupid. If I was a princess, that wouldn't be happening.
And when you used to go to lectures, did she wear those really horrible hats?
No, she didn't. But she, on her first week, she wore a Primark dress. But
keep it real.
I know. However, she was also carrying a £3,000 Louis Vuitton bag.
You've got to mix it up sometimes, haven't you, Billy?
Suppose so, yeah.
That's how students roll, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
Shabby food, but then handbags.
Fix yourself.
Primark dress, £3,000 bag.
The first time I saw her, I was with my friend, and she got to the front of the queue, and they asked her what her surname was, and she looked very, very puzzled, because obviously she doesn't have one.
No.
And,
like Beyonce.
Hang on, no.
not like Beyonce.
What do you mean? No surname, why?
Because she's a royal.
They don't have surnames, do they?
Her surname is Of York.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that they don't have surnames?
No, I didn't, no.
Okay.
What's Prince Charles, then?
I thought he was Windsor or something, wasn't he?
Windsor's the house.
He's the Prince of Wales.
Yeah,
Of Wales.
His surname is Of Wales.
Yeah.
It's like William and Harry are called Wales, aren't they, in the army?
That would make sense.
Yeah.
Of Wales. Yeah.
Does she walk around with security?
I'm not totally sure. I think if they were, they were very discreet.
Yeah, right. That's how they do it, Scott. They've got to blend in.
So one of those grubby students in a hoodie in one of those lectures was actually her security.
Yeah, that could be true. That could be true.
He probably had a gun or something.
Did any of the students look a bit old to be there and really hard?
No, there was a 93-year-old woman on my course. She was
right,
probably
that's,
the oldest person.
That's
there.
The one. That's her security.
Yeah, that could be true.
Did she have anything that resembled a walkie-talkie or... Did she talk into her ear a lot? Her ear? Did she talk into her ear?
She, like, touch her ear.
Touch
like,
her ear,
yeah.
That's what I meant.
It wasn't noticeable.
That could have been a hearing aid, though. I like young royal security, because I think when Prince William was at St Andrews, obviously he'd have these SAS-type people following him around all the time.
Yeah.
They'd have to stay up for all hours of the day or night, following him to clubs.
And do they have to wear hoodies that say, like, geographers do it in the field?
just to throw them off the scent.
To blend in.
Hi, it's William here. Is that security? I'll probably be out about 5, if that's all right. AM. Oh, God, another late night.
Physios are good with their hands.
I don't think they were wearing them.
Literature students do it in the library.
That's it.
That kind of thing.
So you're not a student anymore, Billy?
No, not anymore.
Have you stayed in touch with Beatrice?
No, although she did give us the opportunity to. But
how?
I didn't take it. It was her second year. We were all in a very, very small, sort of like, comfortable seminar, and she gave out details of how to stay in touch.
She gave out her email and phone number?
No, it was more like a business card, but she doesn't really have a business, so it isn't the... I think we went to St James's Palace or something like that.
Why didn't you try to get her on Facebook?
Because I think you need a surname to sign up for Facebook.
Good point.
Of York, very doesn't really...
That's why the royals aren't on.
That's it.
No, that's right. That's discrimination, really.
If you tried a little bit harder, Billy, you could have been royal by now.
Yeah, I know. My dad did say.
Yeah. Is he disappointed?
Not really.
Well, listen, it's really good to speak to you. And thank you very much for introducing the show today.
Yep, no problem.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Today's innuendo bingo is going to be something else because it features Sarah Cox. Now, who thinks that Sarah Cox has got a saucy mind? I don't. Now, she has asked if we supply waterproofs for this. And I've kind of... Well, I may have lied and said that I'll source some.
Yeah.
So...
I'm not sure that should be allowed.
No, I think we should, though, get a supply of vest and pants in. So that when the guests come in, they can do it in their vest and pants.
Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. So, Sarah Cox, at 1:45... If you're listening, Sarah, upstairs in the Radio 1 office, there's absolutely nothing to worry about. You've heard the game many times, but I think it's going to be a wet one. You can watch it on the Radio 1 website, live as it's happening, at bbc.co.uk/radio1. Get to a computer at 1:45.
Sorry, just to clear this up, I'm not going to be in vest and pants for this, am I?
No, not this one. We'll just do it. I think we should have a vest and pants special very soon.
Right.
maybe next week.
Right.
Let me know who you would like to feature in that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Well, this has really surprised me, the text reaction to the vest and pants edition of Innuendo Bingo. I was expecting Rihanna, Cheryl Cole, Fern Cotton, Katy Perry. And that's not what I've got. Well, there's a few of them, but generally not. Ellie in Oxford wants Muse to play Innuendo Bingo in their vest and pants. I wasn't expecting that. But they have got a new album coming out soon, and bands will do anything, won't they?
Yeah. Someone else wants Sam and Mark.
Flog a few albums.
Do you remember them?
Sam and Mark, where they used to play in silly games, aren't they?
Right.
Kids TV. We can always put in an idea to them about it. I'm not sure they'll go for it.
Beth Ditto, that's a good shout.
That's good. Someone's suggesting Bo Bruce off The Voice. That, I doubt that'd be a problem.
It's Thursday. It's 1:45.
Ish.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
Curiously, I'm early for today's Innuendo Bingo, which never happens. It's supposed to be on at 1:45, but this is your 1 minute warning. Get to a computer now, bbc.co.uk/radio1, and you can see us. It's happening now live on the website. Innuendo Bingo today featuring Chris and Miss Sarah Cox.
Hi.
Oh, we've had you booked in since January to play this.
Last time I was in for Fern, I couldn't do it. And then I actually texted the one who doesn't speak, going, can you fit me in mid-June?
You did make an appointment for today. So welcome along. Lovely
Thank
dinner
you.
Last night.
It was ace, wasn't it?
Yep.
Maybe we'll get up on the wall.
Yeah.
Tom Jones and Lily Allen.
We went to a restaurant last night. Were you talking about this earlier?
Yeah, I mentioned it briefly, yeah.
Yeah, and it's one of those where they have people on the wall and, not people on the wall, pictures of people on the wall. And I'm hoping that we might replace Lionel Richie.
Fingers crossed. If not, the one with the squeaky voice out of Police Academy.
Yeah, Maria someone.
No, I've just been for a chicken lunch, so I'm a bit worried there may be scraps of chicken in anything that flies out of my mouth today. Do apologise, Chris.
Something to look forward to.
Yeah. By the way, that waiter was very forward last night, wasn't he, to everybody?
Costas.
Off of Foster's.
Is that his name?
Yeah, he's very forward.
Yeah, think of the coffee. Yeah, he was
jamming his groin into your tortellini.
He really was. He really was one of those pepper grinders, wasn't he? Pepper. Ooh. Very nice chap, though.
Right. Let's play the game.
Okay.
Hello, if you're watching on the website, I've been told to tell you to move in, Chris.
Move in.
People can't see you.
So you have to move back.
Now, how do you do this? Do you straddle the bin?
Yeah.
Oh, that's where I was going wrong. Now, I've got a towel off my leg, a little bit like an elderly royal at the Jubilee concert.
Bin Jen, I've got you another towel should you need it, and protection.
I'm not sure about the protection part. Will I need that? There?
The goggles?
It's
the goggles? No, I'm fine without the goggles. Does it get facial?
Yes, sometimes.
It does.
Very close.
Right, so...
Really close.
Yeah. I do like you've got a towel over your knees. Right, let's...
Looks like you're about to give birth into the bin. I'm ready with the towels. Here we go.
Okay, Innuendo Bingo with Sarah Cox is happening. Watch it on the website now. Lots of people on revision break. This is perfect for revision break. Have a watch. Okay. This is taken from the one show Best of Britain.
Oh, do we need to take some water?
Yeah. Water, please.
Right.
This is sent in by Michael. Give yourself 250 points. And also Jane. Ready? Mm-hmm. I want you to really go for it today, guys, OK? Here we go.
Because we are such a friendly community, I would welcome them with open arms. We would taste their pie.
Sarah Cox was first to go there.
We would taste their pie.
Chris has held it. He's dripping already.
It got facial.
It did. First one as well.
Wow.
Warming up nicely. Okay, Darren in Italy, international. Thank you for sending in this one. Ready? More water, please. Mm-hmm. Nice big mouthful there. And this presenter was finding it quite hard to concentrate.
It was Kate's cupcakes that kept catching my eye.
Chris has gone. No hands. Spin it if you need to. You good?
Well held.
Very well held, Sarah Cox.
This is your face. You're so workmanlike. When you've got the water in your mouth, you just nod like, let's do this.
Come on.
I take this game very seriously.
Hello, Tina in Coventry is watching on the website. And Emily and Grace. Okay. Now the archers trying to get some younger listeners.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah.
I love the archers.
I love it.
I nearly went on archers, I've got to be honest. I can't look at you. You can both get the back of my head.
Have you taken it up there before?
Right. Next one. More water, please. Hello, if you're playing along at home. Nikki in London, thank you for sending this one in. And here's some medical advice from EastEnders.
Now, there ain't an hangover known to man that a bit of pork can't cure.
Chris!
Retaliation there. Oh. Sarah Cox held the water, but just spat it in his face anyway.
It was a revenge splurt.
It was.
So wet, I've got to go to my mother-in-law in a minute. Could you explain this?
I don't know.
Just tell her what happened.
Okay, this next one is taken from BBC Breakfast, sent in by Gary off of Leeds, and also Matt from Llanelli.
You're starting to go a bit see-through.
Well. You're making it worse for yourself. Look at the state of you.
I'm really wet now.
Okay. Ready?
It's going to glisten on my tash.
Here we go.
Chris!
I'm losing it.
Okay. Sorry.
Right. Ready?
I did something very special, some filming yesterday, all about the ball that they're using at the Euros. That's coming up very soon. It's a great ball.
Did you get to do a curler?
I try.
Oh no! No!
He's really
good. Oh my god. Please watch this on the website right now.
Oh, it's got me in the fringe!
Oh, it's not got the fringe.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, no.
I even got my 80s hot brush with me today.
I didn't mean to go that far with this.
Idiot, Chris. She'll never come back again now.
Said no fringe.
Right. Ready? Oh, come on, guys.
Right, come on.
Did you get to do a curler?
I tried.
Oh, no. This has gone so wrong.
Okay. This is going to be the wettest one yet.
There is. Right, let's continue.
Sorry, hang on.
Dan and Mary from Gloucester sent this one in, and it's taken from the Dales on ITV1, where they visited an auction. And you can buy all sorts of things in the Dales, as we're about to find out.
£2 at the back, three from Tibia, four at the back. Pottery cat there, a pink pussy.
Little dribble there from Sarah.
Like a water feature.
A pink pussy.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I'm much did it go for?
I don't know, actually. I'll find out for you. There is more.
Where many
really?
Are there?
It's a good one, this.
Oh, God, hang on a minute.
Okay, I'm not sure on the rules of cricket. Uh-huh. Is this allowed?
And off goes the finger.
Chris!
It's absolute war. Oh, no. Oh, no.
Glenn, look at me.
Look at her makeup.
Have I got panda eyes?
Yes.
You look a mess.
My mother-in-law was never going to believe that I'd been at actual work.
Just... So sorry.
Oh.
Okay. Ellen says this is the best best revision break ever. She's watching online now. Oh. This should be on primetime TV from Zoe. Okay, Ryan in Andover sent this one in, and it's from Sarah Cox on Radio 1.
The picture there that's up on Radio 1 online, it's me trying to hold back my lips. It's me trying to hold back my lips.
Everyone okay?
I can't remember that picture or that lip.
No. Okay, we've got just a few more. Oh. We can do this, everyone.
Oh, I'm actually cold now.
Okay. It does get cold. Oh. Okay, Will off of Sheffield sent this in. And it's taken from Radcliffe and McConey on Six Music. Ready? Mm. Waters?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So then, what have you been doing in Malmesbury today, apart from mocking your husband?
Well, I've been putting up my bean poles.
That's not even one.
I've been putting up my bean poles.
Well, no, it is, but it's like, what does that mean? Why is that an innuendo bingo?
I'm going to need new trousers.
Think of poor Sarah, she's a whole new outfit.
Oh. I really do.
Okay.
I need a stylist.
Immediately.
Immediately.
You'll be glad to know there's only two more.
Oh, God.
Just a two.
It is clinging slightly now, is it?
Same well, with you me. Or me?
Well, both.
Okay.
Right.
Hang on a minute.
You ready?
I've got to get me Prince Philip on.
Just the towel.
It's me leg rug.
Okay. Stop it, Chris.
That just got the one bit of my jeans that was actually dry.
It's on the brain.
Okay. This one from the Today programme. David Cameron.
The dominant picture from that joint appearance with Mr Clegg in Essex shows the Prime Minister jacket off.
Sarah Cox, well held.
Thank you.
Very well done. And one more. Chippy off of Ipswich sent this in. And it's taken from Crime Watch.
Now watch the fella in the check shirt as he snatches the bag and legs it. If you know him or his shirt, come on, let's bag him. Come on, let's bag him.
I very much enjoyed that, Sarah Cox.
I did, kind of.
Thank
I'm
you.
Very wet now.
You really, really are. It looks like
I'm
you've...
cold.
That was in you in the bingo, The Jewel, featuring Sarah Cox, who now has to go and explain everything to her mother-in-law.
I think I've been on a log flume. I've rode the log flume home from work today, Susan.
That was quite a ride.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hey, Sophie, what's going on?
Hello, just played innuendo bingo.
Right.
Well, I have a general rule to not drink whilst playing it because I don't want to spit on myself. Yeah. But I accidentally drank some Coke, spat it right in my own hair on the Archer's one.
Oh, excellent. You've got Coke in your hair.
Yeah, stickiest hair ever, which is nice.
You can't sue us, so don't even think about it.
Oh, okay? Can I not get a free hairbrush or something?
Really not. It's not one of them. It's not one of those, you know, one of them things. It's like where there's blame, there's a claim. That's not on.
Oh.
All right.
Okay.
Love you, bye.
Love you, bye.
You all right, Chris?
Where there's splash, there's cash.
Yeah.
That could be the...
Yeah.
No.
Maybe not. Can you not sit down? Are you that wet?
I can't sit down.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've got to tell you yesterday, I like to treat myself to a trim every now and again and a shave.
Yeah.
At the local Turkish barber near me. It's very, very good value. You get like a free hot sweet tea. get a shoulder and neck massage.
Really?
And you get to hear all the latest Turkish hits. Yeah, there's a really good one at the moment. I don't know what it's called, but I was going to record it on my phone and see if we could find what it is, because it's really catchy.
Right, okay.
Number one in Turkey, I believe he told me yesterday. Yeah, and you get a shave and a haircut as well. And it's the same bloke that always does it. And he doesn't really speak, but he's very nice. And as he was taking the really sharp blade to my throat yesterday, there's a new bloke who I've never seen in there before. And he is stood right next to the chair I'm in, and he is studying the shave intently. Like, I'm having no personal space here at all, and he is properly next to me, staring me out, concentrating on the man that normally shaves me.
Was he another customer, or was he...
No. No, I think he works there.
Right.
But I'm thinking I won't go back there again now, because what if I get the new guy? He doesn't know what he's doing, does he? I'm going to get him next time.
What, the apprentice?
He's never shaved anyone before. Remember when I shaved you that time?
Why would you say this?
Well, I did. We've done this on air before, haven't we?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, where we have.
You did shave me.
I did.
There was a bit more context to this. It's not like some dodgy film scene.
No, it wasn't. I didn't say it was. It's just that you'd never had a wet shave before.
Oh, brilliant.
And you asked me
on the radio.
You asked me to shave you.
Right.
So I did. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
If a man can't shave another man behind closed doors,
we'd had a bit of a big night out, and I remember the next morning that, I don't know why that seemed like a normal question
to
ask.
Well, you asked, before you know it, you got shaving foam on, and I'm shaving you.
And then someone walked in on us.
Yeah, that was weird.
And at that point I thought, this is actually quite weird, isn't it?
But it's not wrong. It's okay. Do you do it yourself now, or...?
Yeah.
All right, you've mastered it.
Yes.
So it'll never happen again.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Ben in Reading. Their friends have shaved each other in a hotel in Bournemouth. I can't say what.
It's okay for you to go to a Turkish barber's.
Exactly.
Though.
I let a Turkish stranger shave me, like, once every 3 or 4 weeks. Why can't people who are friends shave each other?
Maybe it wasn't as bad as we thought.
Exactly. You're making more of it than it is.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hi, Matt.
Hiya.
Whereabouts are you?
I'm in Bacup.
Are you being shaved?
I am, yeah.
Who's shaving you?
Nothing, my mate.
Shaving your face?
Yeah, my sideburns.
Shaving your sideburns off?
Yeah.
Doesn't feel wrong to you, does it?
A bit, yeah, but...
Why have you decided to do this?
Pardon?
Why did you decide to do this? It's because we were talking about it.
Yeah, I just want some, like, dodgy pattern on my sideburns, so... And then we just switched on the radio and you were on about it.
See? The power we have.
The texting.
I talk about giving you a wet shave, people do it.
Do you think there'll be blokes everywhere shaving each other now?
Yes, I do. Matt, do you feel like you're in the film Ghost, you know, with the potter's wheel? Do you feel like you're in the... Nothing. Love you, bye. Yeah, he's too busy being shaved.
It's an intimate moment.
It really is. He didn't want to be bothered anymore, did he?
The Scott Mills Daily.
All right, Becca Lahr.
Hiya.
You right?
Yeah.
Thanks for popping in to see us. Yeah, it's all right. Thanks. Yeah, good. Nice to see you last night.
Thank you for taking me. You took me out for dinner last night. That was a first. I must be ill.
Yeah, we had all the wines and all that. Well, I had the wines and all that. What did you have for again?
Fizzy water. The waiter, it was one of those restaurants where the waiter was very forceful.
He really was.
And he brought round the menus and then he said, before we'd even had a chance to look, he went, prawns for everybody. And Chris is going, seafood,
Quite
no,
weird, wasn't it? Right, prawns for everyone. It's like, well, maybe we don't like prawns.
Yeah, he was very insistent.
I think he had a job lot that he needed to get rid of.
I think so, because he suggested them for the mains as well, didn't he?
I was like, we've had
spaghetti prawns.
It's like, seriously, how many prawns have you got in that fridge?
But then when you went outside to get some fresh air, he came round and he went, desserts? Me and Chris just looked at each other going, I can't have king prawn sorbet with it. Chris was like, I'll just have the plain vanilla with a king prawn on the side. It's like, he just couldn't take any more prawns.
Enough prawns. Okay, it's time for Dear Scott, the posh Radio 4 lady with what you've been saying this week. Here's the first one.
From Jedward.
Oh, what do they want?
These Dear Scots have changed.
I've not seen them since I rode on the horses at the fair with them in Azerbaijan. I wonder what they want.
Hi. Thanks for registering to receive updates from Jedward.
Oh.
To confirm your registration, please click on the link below.
Stop signing me up to these fan sites and stuff. I'm still getting them.
There was some amazing post for you upstairs earlier. I think also as a result of people signing you up for things.
Oh no, what was it?
You've got a pack of nappies if you want them. I was like, is there something you're not telling me?
Well, I hope not.
Not you, I meant have you had a baby.
Oh,
not
right.
just to clarify what I meant there.
I thought you meant for him as well. I was thinking adult baby. Like.
Thanks for that. Good to have you back. Stop signing me up to these sites, please. It's getting annoying. Next.
Hi, Scott. I wonder if you can help me. I'm going mad.
Okay, yeah, we're here to help people that are going mad.
I kept hearing this song in my courtyard at uni from someone's kitchen window, and I can't find out what it is. Shazam didn't help me. Do you or any listeners have any idea? Sarah, Gloucester.
Okay, Sarah, so this is a song that you're hearing a lot in the courtyard from someone's window, and you want to know what it is. Obviously, there is an app for that, but that didn't work for you. So we're here to help. What is it? This is the recording. I don't know it. Anyone know what that is? Let me know on 81199. Sending her mad. I've never heard it, have you?
No, I can't make it out. It's not the best quality recording, is it?
Is it one of those, what are they called, harpsichords? You know, those things that you sort of...
Yeah. Accordion.
Oh, accordion, yeah.
If anyone knows what that is, that generic dance music, then let me know, 81199. There's one that I hear a lot from my next door neighbour at the moment as well, and it's doing my head in. It was on again today, and it goes, I want to know what this is, I don't know what it is, but it's always on.
That's a very famous, yeah, that's really famous. The one that doesn't speak will know that, ask him.
Let me just ask him. Apparently it's called Popcorn.
Is it?
Answer to my question already, thanks.
I knew he'd know that one.
Yeah. It's doing my head in, though. Next.
Hi. I was listening to your show earlier when I got back in from college and heard that you and Chris were planning on sending the nude pens to celebrities for their birthdays. And if you can find somewhere which sells them, I have a person in mind who I think would appreciate it and send a thank you letter back, or at least a thank you tweet.
Do you know about this, Becky? Have we filled you in on this?
No, last I heard on nudie pens was that Chris was obsessed with them, but he hadn't actually bought any or found a supplier.
No, we've got some now. That's the latest update. The one that doesn't speak, using PayPal, bought a job lot yesterday for £160.
What?
We're really shelling out on these things. Yeah,
we're going to send him to celebrities and see if we get a thank you letter back. That's
what?
The idea.
He spent £160
of his own money.
Yeah,
but
we're not quite sure of the seller's history either. So
also, what's Mrs. One That Doesn't Speak going to say when she finds £160 in the bank statement? Just says nudie pens PayPal.
Yeah,
no, it'll say something. It'll say something classier.
Or worse, it might say, like, adult pens.
No, erotic stationery.
It'll just say, yeah, erotic stationery, which is fine.
Which is worse.
I'm sure you remember Jack Barakat from the band All Time Low, who was on your show earlier this year.
Absolutely.
Well, I believe that it's his birthday soon, June the 18th. I know it's quite short notice. He'd be extremely happy to receive one of the nude pens.
How do you know that? Oh, he loves a nude pen. The bloke from All Time Low.
Being a fan of ATL for many years now, I can easily say that things like this, nude women to be specific, entertain Jack hugely. And he and the rest of the band are big fans of yours. As in interviews with them, they've said how Radio 1, and especially you on your show, have helped them get their songs heard over here.
I like it how sure you are that he would love a nudie pen.
So, if you were struggling to think or find celebrities to send the pens to, Jack is a good option, as not only will he appreciate it hugely, he is also not the most famous celebrity. So starting off with him may be best to see how sending nude pens to celebrities goes before you start sending them to bigger stars, such as Justin Bieber.
Sure. That's a good one for a nudie pen. He'd love that.
Bieber?
Yeah. I like it that... you say, Jack is a very big fan of naked women.
Yeah, man in likes naked lady shocker.
Sorry it was quite a long email, but I hope the nude pen locating / sending goes well, and that many celebrities will be happy with their nude pens. From Katie in Bristol, Smiley.
Thanks, Katie. It was a bit long, but I enjoyed it. Next!
That commentator sounds like a turkey, not a seal. Drew,
off of Indianapolis, Indiana, USA.
Right, if you're not a regular listener, you will not get that at all. We were talking about this bloke off of football commentary. They get very excited about the football in Spain. Seal or turkey? What do you think?
I thought he sounded turkey. Like a seal. But...
You're listening to a sound of a turkey on Radio 1. And then there's your seals. That's it. That's it.
Becky?
Same.
What was that at the end? Was that you messing about with it, or was the seal gone a bit?
What's going on?
That's a turkey. Maybe it is that after all.
I thought you were doing that rewind thing that Boyles does in the morning.
No, that's definitely it. Go. Next.
Dear Scott, Becky, Chris, PR4L and anyone else, I'm a massive fan of the free download. I listen to it every day, not while getting to sleep. Last week sometime, I heard you talking about when people break up relationships and have the music channel on. There's always an uncomfortable song that gets played.
Yeah, you're breaking up with somebody, you've got a music channel on, it's always something really sad and the words mean so much.
This I can relate to. This morning I was having a row with my mum, with the radio on in the background. Just as we were getting into the heat of the row, nothing other than Bob Marley, One Love, comes on. We both burst out laughing. Keep up the good show. From Jack, 14, Market Harborough. Height, 6'2".
Thanks. Imagine you just get into the bit of the argument, getting stuck in. Oh, rubbish. Next!
Hey Scott, Becky, Chris and the one that doesn't speak. As I have my A-level exams and have been revising hard, somehow stumbled across this website and instantly became addicted. It's like the Torch Cam, but 10 times more hilarious.
Excellent, I like it when you use Discot to tell us about stuff we don't know about.
It's a camera looking over the famous Abbey Road crossing. It's brilliant to watch people try and recreate the famous Beatles photo. Love you, Josh Tiffany. Kidderminster.
Thank you, Josh. This is our new favourite thing. This is just that zebra crossing at the Abbey Road Studios, made famous by the Beatles. And all you can see, night and day, is tourists trying to recreate what the Beatles did on that album cover, but not doing it quite as well. Are you looking at it now?
I can see what they mean. It is strangely addictive.
Yeah. Are there any tourists on it at the moment trying to...
I've had it on for like the last 5 minutes and it hasn't stopped. It must be really annoying if you live around there.
I know. I also have done that. I think, yeah, if you live in London, it's kind of one of those things that you need to do.
Would it take me long to get there?
There's people. And the thing is, if there were cars waiting, I just kind of feel really embarrassed and run across. But there are people just standing in the middle and kind of doing the
They're all stopping
the
for photos.
Yeah.
Yeah. Chris, we need to get you down there.
Is it worth me... getting there. How far away is it?
It's not far from here.
Or should we do this another day?
Maybe another day. You weirdo.
What are you going to do? Go down there, hold up a sign.
Yeah,
yes!
I'll just wave at you guys here.
Yeah,
you could do that here. On the camera.
Yeah, you can do if you want. How do you get to see that, please? You just type in Abbey Road webcam or something.
Yeah.
Cool. That's a good one. If you want to send an email into Dear Scott, then simply send an email. To scott.mills@bbc.co.uk and you'll get on next week, hopefully.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Thank you for all your suggestions that you've been sending in on email for our football song. Well, it's a song for all sports, really.
Yeah.
You know, a song for that terrible moment of disappointment when your team crashes out of a tournament. And normally, on the montage at the end, they play... What do they play? Dry Your Eyes.
Yeah.
Or they play Stop Crying Your Heart Out.
Or like Time of Your Life, that yeah. kind of stuff.
You know, the emotional montage at the end of Match of the Day or whatever, and they show pictures of footballers normally kneeling down and crying with a montage of goals being scored against them. But it's a moving and memorable moment.
Oh, very much so.
So we are trying to create a new song to go on that montage when you see all the sad fans of whatever sport, not necessarily England at the Euros. Mm. People were saying that I was willing them to lose the other day. I'm not at all. Right, so we've got some of the suggestions here from our listeners. Let's see if any of these lyrics that you've been sending in we like and make the cut of the final song. If I play this, dry your eyes, and yep, then I'll put them over the top.
Okay,
see
all
if
right
it works. Okay, here we go.
Turn that frown upside down. You did your best and made us proud.
Mm-hmm. That's all right.
I quite like that.
Well done, but unlucky, son.
What do you think?
I like that, yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
Lol, you're legends.
No, that's not any good, is it?
No.
Chin up, son. It's all done.
I like the way that rhymes.
I like the use of son. What, son?
Just ask yourself, did you do your best?
Yes.
That's from Roxy in Bournemouth. I like that one a lot.
We didn't do it this time, but we'll be fine. Bring on the next one, and perhaps we'll get it done.
Gary in Colchester. Get it done.
Get on the beer, son.
Unoriginal. That's from Andy in Catham. Any more?
You may not be the best, but you still got potential.
Well, that's rubbish. Tara in Northampton, you just haven't thought that through at all, have you?
We're not angry with you. We're just disappointed.
I like that one.
Yeah.
Andrew Boyd, good one. And this from Mike in Manchester.
Win or lose, we're on the booze.
Yeah. I'm not sure that sends out the best message. In this binge drinking culture.
Defeat is not the worst of failures. Not to have tried is the true failure.
Yeah, I can't really see that in a song.
It's a bit cheesy for me, that one.
Thank you, Sharon. Thank you, Sharon.
We're not mad, just disappointed.
Lucy, thank you.
That's good.
Chin up.
Oh, that's it. Yeah. And Andrew in Aberdeen, that was taking a lot of time. Thank you very much. Right, stop the music. Thank you very much for all of these. We're going to try and collate these lyrics into some kind of song that will hopefully be in the closing emotional montage, yes, at the end of sports shows.
We really need to crack on, though.
We do need to crack on.
Just in case, because, you know, we could go out at the end of this group stage or we could go out in some of the rounds. It'd be nice to have it for the Euros, what you know.
Okay, here's the thing. I don't think that we're going to have this song ready in time for any of the Euro matches. And even if we do, how can we just get it on Match of the Day?
Well, I reckon we just send it out. Chappers is out there, isn't he?
Maybe, I don't know.
Get it to Chappers. He just slips it in the CD player when the montage is on.
I don't think it works like that. I don't think it's that easy. I'm just putting it out there. I don't think it is. But it can be for all sporting tournaments.
Yes.
So get involved. Send me an email with some lyrics and maybe an idea for a tune, and we'll make this together. And now, that's wrong, but as drama, it's time for this.
Oh, what's occurring?
Our daily dose of fun from Oh What's Occurring. It's a quiz where you can win Scott Mills points. Hi again, Becky.
Hello.
You doing your admins upstairs?
I have, yes. I had to pay Jungle Jonathan.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Oh, yeah, we did that while...
The snake man.
While you weren't here. That's another probably health and safety nightmare, isn't it?
Yeah.
Which you don't really want to talk
I
about.
I need to just sort out his bus fare.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, we had animals in here.
Yeah, we did.
I know, I didn't think you could bring them on public transport. I was like, didn't he bring some snakes and that?
Did he really take a tarantula on a bus? Anyway, it's time to play Oh What's Occurring. Just a quick one for you today, but it's a good one and a chance to top up your Scott Mills points. It's a simple question. On today's Innuendo Bingo featuring Sarah Cox and my friend Chris, how many times did they spit the water? If you get it right, you can have 10 Scott Mills points. I need the number of spits on today's Innuendo Bingo. Becky?
Oh, it was loads.
It was a good one.
Why do I always try and calculate these mathematically? I'm going to say 17.
Chris?
23.
If you want to see the video of this, I've just been watching it. It's very funny. It's on YouTube, or you can just go to the Scott Mills Facebook and the video of today's bingo is on there. Okay then, let's find out.
Oh, what's the kidding?
Here's Sarah and Chris from today's Innuendo Bingo on Radio 1, but how many times did they spit? Ready?
Because we are such a friendly community, I would welcome them with open arms. We would taste their pie.
It was Kate's cupcakes that kept catching my eye.
Have you taken it up there before?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, there ain't an hangover known to man and a bit of pork can't cure.
Oh. So wet, I've got to go to my mother-in-law's in a minute.
You're starting to go a bit see-through.
Well. You're making it worse for yourself. Look at the state of you.
I'm really wet now. It's going to glisten on my tash.
Here we go.
Chris!
Oh. It's a great ball.
Did you get to do a curler?
I try.
Oh, no! No!
Got me in the fringe!
Oh, it's not got the fringe.
I'm so sorry.
Did you get to do a curler?
I try.
Oh, no. Zimbabwe at the back, three from tibia, four at the back. Pottery cat there, a pink pussy.
And off goes the finger.
It's absolute war. Oh no. Oh no.
Glenn, look at me.
Look at her makeup.
Have you got panda eyes?
Yes.
You look a mess.
Ellen says this is the best.
So wet.
Best revision break ever.
The picture there that's up on the on Radio 1 online, it's me trying to hold back my lips.
I've been putting up my bean poles.
That's not even one.
I've been putting up my bean poles.
Stop it, Chris.
Now watch the fella in the check shirt as he snatches the bag and legs it. If you know him or his shirt, come on, let's bag him. Come on. Let's bag it.
That was Innuendo Bingo, the duel featuring Sarah Cox, who now has to go and explain everything to her mother-in-law.
I think I've been on a log flume. I've rode the log flume home from work today, Susan.
That was quite a ride.
I loved that today. Go and watch the video, it's so good. Becky?
Yeah?
17 spits.
Yes!
Yeah, you got it absolutely correct.
What?
Yes, 17 it was. If you said 17, give yourself 10 Scott Mills points. Welcome back. Good
still
work.
Still got it. Oh, what's the kidding?
Still got it.
BBC
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads.